You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. The year is officially in full swing across the credit union movement. Conferences are ramping up, new regulations are taking shape, teams are refining strategy, and technology continues to evolve at a rapid pace. With so much happening, the conversations across the industry are shifting quickly, and the topics trending on CU Insight are reflecting exactly that. Let's take a look at what's capturing attention right now.
This is John Pettit, Managing Editor at CU Insight, and I'm here with a look at my top three trending articles right now on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, "The NCUA Just Published Its Stablecoin Playbook. Here's What Credit Unions Need to Know," from Investify's Sean Risto. The National Credit Union Administration has proposed its first rule to implement the Genius Act, outlining how credit unions could participate in stablecoin issuance. They won't issue coins directly, but through licensed subsidiaries like CUSOs. The rule focuses on the licensing process for these issuers, with more operational guidance still to come. The final framework is due by July 2026, so now's the time for credit unions to start paying attention and weighing in. Number two this week is Polishing Medallions in a DoorDash Economy, from Deland's Randy Ralston. Randy uses taxi medallions as a cautionary tale for credit unions. Those assets once looked permanent, until ride-sharing made them irrelevant almost overnight. The argument is that branches could face a similar shift as payments, onboarding, and everyday banking move fully digital. Branches won't disappear, but when they stop being necessary, investing in them as a growth strategy may miss how members, especially younger ones, use money today. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Thank you, John. Look forward to hearing that number one article later in the podcast. Next up is Linda LaFortune with some upcoming events across the industry.
Here are a few upcoming industry events you may want to check out. First, Covyance is hosting a free webinar on March 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern titled "Competing on More Than Rate: What 550 Million Home Equity Touchpoints Reveal." This session will dive into real data and insights around borrower behavior and how to differentiate beyond just pricing. Next up is AlchemyCo 2026, happening April 13th through 15th in California. This event brings together financial professionals, industry experts, and leading solution providers to connect, collaborate, and co-create the future of digital banking. It's a great opportunity to explore innovation and share ideas with peers across the industry. And finally, America's Credit Unions will host its HR Compliance Certification School 2026 on April 26th through 27th, also in California. This program is designed for HR professionals looking to stay current on regulatory requirements and strengthen compliance knowledge within their credit unions. As always, you can find more information on these and other industry events at cuinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Filene Research Institute strengthens organizations through innovative research and incubation to improve consumer financial well-being. As an independent cooperative finance think tank, Filene's membership network connects a community of leaders and bright minds to change lives through innovation, truth, and cooperation. In addition to delivering cutting-edge, actionable academic research, Filene also provides incubators to test and scale solutions, events to spark organizations into action, and advisory services to help accelerate and implement innovation. For more information, visit filene.org.
Looking to sharpen your leadership skills, build stronger teams, and level up your credit union? CUES delivers the gold standard in leadership development. Top-tier programs, conferences, online learning, and resources for every stage of your career. Visit cues.org/membership to learn more.
In the wake of the America's Credit Union's Governmental Affairs Conference, I had fintech and more specifically, stablecoins on my mind. Trending topics, to be sure, all around the GAC. So I decided to reach out to Brian Koss, president of TrueStage Digital Assets, to learn more. Brian, stablecoin has been getting a lot of attention lately in financial services and payments. For those who may still be new to the concept, can you briefly explain what the benefits are for credit unions?
Yeah, I really see a number of benefits for credit unions and as importantly for credit union members. I think when you look at stablecoins, certainly the cost of moving stablecoins is significantly lower than traditional payment rails. So, you know, what might cost a few dollars in fees can now be done for a penny or less. The reduction in friction and the speed at which stablecoins can move is another major advantage. So you can process a transaction almost anywhere in the globe in 3 to 5 seconds. So that's, again, a major leap forward here. I think another benefit or opportunity for credit unions will be the new revenue streams that stablecoin does create for credit unions, as there are will be new ways of transferring funds and new services that they can offer to their members. There will be some new revenue streams as well. And I think the last thing, and most importantly, is just credit unions have an opportunity to really deepen the member relevancy by offering stablecoin solutions to their members. I think that is going to be really important, especially as we look to attract and retain younger members. And what I'm seeing, the big banks, big crypto, and now some of the really big consumer platforms like Amazon, Walmart, and Meta are all starting to enable stablecoin payments. So the industry really needs to kind of keep pace with where things are going.
Really interesting that it's, not just about the technology side of it, but so much related to member service and, as you said, relevancy for credit unions. Now, you just made a big announcement on this topic at TrueStage. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we recently announced the launch of TrueStage Stablecoin. So this is a stablecoin that TrueStage has worked on, really kind of built and designed for credit unions. I talked about the benefits of stablecoins. There is challenges that stablecoins present to the industry. In those are deposit flight. And while there are new revenue opportunities, it is expected that stablecoin could cut into some of the revenue and income streams that credit unions rely on today, in particular interchange fees. So, our stablecoin really is designed to find ways to get the deposits that back the stablecoins that we issue back onto the balance sheets of credit unions. So how do we address that deposit flight? Second, really what we're looking at ways that we can share some of the economics of stablecoin with our credit union partners. And so how do we offset some of that lost revenue? We're looking at different pathways to doing that. I think when you look at TrueStage, we've been around for 90 years. We partner with 93% of the credit unions. And I think we're a trusted partner that we're really excited to bring this solution to credit unions and address something, again, that could be a systemic threat to the industry, but also, an opportunity to really, I think, kind of leapfrog some of our counterparts in community banking.
Perfect. Well, you mentioned TrueStage is a trusted partner to, like you said, 93% of the credit unions. You're also a trusted partner of CU Insight, and we appreciate TrueStage's partnership with us. When I was thinking about this topic, I know you and I have worked together on some initiatives previously and thought there would be no one better to speak to it than you. So I appreciate you taking the time to join me on the CU Insight Trendline podcast.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
A pleasure talking with Brian, and I look forward to seeing him in just a couple of weeks when he speaks at the FinTech Meetup Conference in Las Vegas. For more on the TrueStage stablecoin, you can visit truestage.com/stablecoin. And now back to John Pettit for our number one article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is "What is a Credit Union?" from ServiceStar's Taylor Murray. In his article, Taylor takes a look at the history of the umbrella man, the symbol created in the 1920s to help people quickly understand what credit unions are all about, people helping people. The image became a shared identity across the movement, then slowly faded over time. Now it's being revived through UmbrellaMan.org to reconnect the industry with its roots and support the America's Credit Union Museum. The bigger message? Symbols, stories, and shared purpose still matter if the movement wants to stay relevant for the next generation. I recently asked Taylor, what has surprised you most about how people, especially younger credit union professionals, have responded to the return of the umbrella man?
People want to feel connected to something, and what's been exciting is seeing how the umbrella man creates that connection across generations. Someone who's been in the credit union movement for 30 or 40 years and sees that symbol, I can see it in their eyes, and sometimes it brings them back to that passion they had early in their career and that reminder of why they do what they do. And on the other side, even younger professionals, it's almost like a bat signal across the room. And they may not know each other yet, but the moment they see that little man, they realize that there's something that they care about that they align with as well. I mean, I've had people come up to me, tap me on the shoulder at a conference, some I've never met before, and just by turning around, we're not strangers anymore. What's powerful, especially people early in their career, is realizing they didn't take a job with better benefits and hours. They joined a movement. And every day we get a chance to improve someone's financial life and sometimes even impact generations. So when people realize that, it stops being just a job and it starts feeling like our calling. And it's an iconic symbol, but yet it means so much when you know who is behind it. It's us. It's people helping people.
Thanks, Taylor. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
Thank you, John. And thank you to all who tuned in for this episode of the CU Insight Trendline. If you liked what you've heard on this episode, please take a moment to like and share this podcast with a colleague. And be sure to visit the podcast section of CUinsight.com for more episodes from us, along with featured podcasts from other industry leaders. The team and I will be back next time with more trending updates to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Until then, we'll keep tracking the trend.